Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 30th of March, 2026. Today's topic is Crown of Glory. Our text is taken from Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6 to 10. Verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, "What is man, that thou art mindful of him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownedst him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man." Verse 10. For it became him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Key verse. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every manual. Jesus Christ came in human flesh into this world to do what no man has ever done, which is to suffer and die for the sin of mankind. He was sinless, but became sin for us so that the righteousness of God could be revealed in us. According to our Bible passage, Christ was made a little lower than the angels, but was eventually crowned with glory and honor. This tells us as children that to get to the top and achieve greatness in life, we need to follow the footsteps of Christ and be humble like him. Anyone that is proud cannot be crowned with glory and honor. Likewise, a sinner that remains in sin and trespasses cannot receive the crown of glory. What must you do to receive the crown of glory? It is very simple. You must take the steps to salvation, which is: acknowledge you are a sinner, confess your sins to God and ask him to forgive you, and wash your heart clean with the blood of Jesus. Promise never to return to them, and ask for grace to live a consistent Christian life. Read your Bible and pray every day. Claim the promises of God upon your life and finally pray to receive the crown of glory. Prayer for today. I pray for grace to live a life that will qualify me to receive the crown of glory. Amen. Further reading, Psalm chapter 8, verse 4 to 6. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.